Welcome to Bare Roots,
the podcast that unearths the truth.
Allegedly.
We're your hosts. I'm Alina.
And I'm Shannon.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Bare Roots Podcast. Today, we are doing another alien episode because it is iconic and there's so much to talk about. So if by now, I just feel like, I don't know, people just need to hop onto this alien train because there's just so much to talk about. So we are diving into Project Blue Book. And now I personally haven't heard of it before, but it is a pretty big thing. And we're going to talk all about it, what it is, what it means, what people know, and all of that fun stuff. But before we do, Shannon, how are you feeling today?
Feeling good. Yeah, I think if you had asked me what Project Blue Book was, I would have said, like, is that related to Kelly Blue Book? Because isn't that nothing? And it was actually a kind of difficult thing to research because everything that came up was talking about the TV show that the History Channel apparently has based off of this real life program that the US had, but it's a fictional show that dramatizes it a lot. So yeah, I definitely knew no facts.
Same, but it's quite interesting. And you know what? No, I'm not going to spoil it. I'm not going to spoil it. You guys just have to continue to listen to, like, learn more and hear my thoughts.
Oh, cliffhanger.
No.
Okay, so I guess we'll just get right into it. Mm-hmm. So Project Blue Book was the code name for an Air Force program set up in 1952 after numerous UFO sightings during the Cold War era. So we've already been in this area. We've already taken our magic treehouse to 1947 when we had the Roswell incident. And so we can get back into that mindset pretty quickly, I think. You know, we're scared.
Yes.
The UFO sightings, thousands, you know, Russia is scary and they're going to bomb us and we have to hide under our desks.
Yep.
So that's why this program was created, because they kind of just had to organize and manage all of these sightings.
Yep.
And it was created to debunk as many reports as possible, you know, just to try to prevent some panic. Because again, we're already, everybody's scared.
Yes.
We don't need to add more to it. We're just like, nope, that's fine. That's fine. It's a balloon. It's a weather balloon. It's fine.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
Everything is fine. It was given its name in reference to the blue booklets used for testing at some colleges and universities.
Did you ever use those blue books? Because I actually did use it one time and I distinctly remember this.
I think I used it like once or twice. It was definitely not, because it's like standardized tests, right?
Yeah.
Multiple
choice,
like, kind of stuff.
I think so. For mine, it was just, I don't know, a regular notebook grid. So we had to write essays in it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, actually, that does ring a bell. Okay.
Yeah. And I kind of think our state standardized testing used a similar format. It wasn't a blue book by any means, but just something similar. Now I'm really thinking about it. I'm like, did we also do that for the college application? Not application, but those tests, you know?
The SAT?
Like a history. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that does ring a bell. Something like that.
Yeah, I definitely did in college, though. So I was like, oh my God, yes, I do know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so that's why it's called the Project Blue Book. And the director of the program from 1951 to 1953, Captain Edward Ruplett?
I think so.
There's a lot of L's in there. He said it felt as if the study of UFOs was as important as a college final exam. And I would say, sir, that it's probably even more important.
Oh, yes. One may argue.
Nobody cares about your final exam and nobody cares about your GPA after the first couple jobs. So, sir.
Yep.
I don't agree. And it was originally Project Sign, and then it was changed into Project Grudge. And then it became Project Blue Book, because I believe they started, it was like 1947 when they really started looking at the UFO sightings, but Project Blue Book itself wasn't set up until 52. So in those years in between, it was called these two different things.
Yes.
Which Project Grudge is an intense name.
It really is. And that made me wonder, I'm like, okay, like if this was called Project Blue Book, like why was it called Project Grudge?
Very scary. And I looked up Project Grudge and I
don't know why I was on the photos and I was scrolling. And of course the girl from The Grudge came up and it like shook me for a bit. And I just be safe out there when you Google Grudge.
And you know what's really hard about that is that you can't unsee things, you know?
I know. I had kind of forgotten what she looked like because the last time I watched it was probably when I was 12 at your house, which uncharacteristically of you, you made me watch it.
Yep. I truly think that's why I don't like scary things now. Like I was exposed way too young.
Yeah. You really messed me up on that movie. And it's, yeah, I think that you, it's so uncharacteristic. And yeah, I guess your mother just really exposed you too early. That's
yeah,
all.
Yeah. That's all. Learning lesson.
So the project was headquartered at the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio, which I thought was also a random state to do this at. You know, if you would have polled me, I would have said that it was in New Mexico or Arizona, but we are in Ohio, people. Ohio.
Yep. That was my state in the fourth grade for the state fair.
What a boring state, Alina. Not that I can.
Okay.
I was right next to her. I was in Illinois.
All our Ohio listeners, get her.
Yeah, let's look at the percentage.
I was a hater of the Buckeye State.
So, a Blue Book compiled reports of 12,618 sightings of UFOs, and of those, 701 remain unexplained to this day, which, I mean, they cut it down a lot.
A lot. Yep.
But 701, that's still kind of high.
It's a lot.
And I feel like they could have just, come on, you couldn't have gotten one more to make it an even 700. Like, come on.
Exactly.
So the program has been declassified and it closed in 1969 after it was determined that there were like three pillars that made the program stop. And one was no UFO reported, investigated, or evaluated by the Air Force was ever determined to be a threat to national security. Great. Number two, there was no evidence that any of the unidentified sightings represented technology beyond the range of what we had at the time. So nothing super futuristic.
Mm-hmm.
And then number three, there was no evidence that the unidentified sightings were extraterrestrial vehicles.
And what's so interesting about that is literally if you look up Project Blue Book, you just have this just like a header, like a nice formal sheet. And it's just like those three things. That's all we can comment on. This is all you get.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Official piece of paper that says absolutely nothing. It's like, that's a lot of nothing, you know?
You think it's a lot of nothing?
It's a lot of nothing. We have three things of nothing.
Well, I mean, they have the whole reports of all the ones that they dismissed. You can look up You can look up the whole thing in the National Archives building. Unless they're leaving pages out.
Controversy.
During most of that first director's tenure, he and his team were authorized to interview any and all military personnel who witnessed UFOs and were not required to follow the chain of command, which was super unprecedented and interesting because, you know, the authority of it really emphasized the seriousness of the Project Blue Book's investigation.
Yes.
It could go to any level.
Yep.
And with the termination of the program, the Air Force regulations establishing and controlling the program was done. And this was because it was really high cost. And because of that, there's a very low likelihood that the Air Force will be involved in a future UFO investigation, which I guess at a certain point you do have to cut it quits. Like if it's not at national security or like anything juicy is coming out of it, I can see not putting however millions were put into this project.
Exactly.
At the National Archives building, there are 2 cubic feet of unarranged project and administrative files and 37 cubic feet of case files, which involve individual sites that are arranged chronologically. And just so you are aware, 1 cubic foot is 2,000 pages. Pretty wild.
So crazy. So it's like there's, 74,000 pages of just like individual sites. You know, it could be something as simple as like a balloon, a plane or whatever. It's just crazy there's that much.
Yeah, and I wonder how much is in each sighting.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it is it lit, can it be as simple as, you know, John from down the street thought right. he saw something. He's like, hey, I think I saw something. And like, literally, that's all they have. Or do they have to have multiple people witness it? Or, you know, if they can't all be photos or stuff like that. Yeah. So it does make me wonder how many of those 701 that are still unexplained, maybe there just wasn't enough information to investigate anymore, you know?
Yep. I just think this is super interesting because could there be extraterrestrial life? Maybe. But nothing was determined to be a threat to national security, you know? We could have possibly found, I don't know. Obviously, they said they didn't.
Oh, like, I see where you're getting. So,
yeah,
I did think when it said, you know, there was no evidence that they were extraterrestrial vehicles. Like, but what mm-hmm. were their extraterrestrial bodies?
Yeah. Could they just be friendly? You know, like there's not anything. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess it is vague when you look at it that way.
Yeah. I'm like, huh, interesting.
But it also says that they weren't, there was no technology beyond the range. So if an alien made it to Earth, they would have like, to have had more technology than us.
I know, but I feel like the military has technology that we don't even know about. So it's like, could they? I don't know.
Yeah, fair enough. Skeptical.
It's just interesting. We'll talk about it more.
Yeah, we'll get into it right after our ads.
That's right. Alrighty, and we're back. So let's just talk about some rumors, some gossip, you know, some alleged things related to the Project Blue Book. So we have the official script saying nothing is there, nothing happens, don't worry about it, basically. But some people, they're a little hesitant to believe this right away. Some people believe that there are extraterrestrial visitors that are stored at the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. And yes, there's no evidence, but some people think there might have been remains or possibly in the past they stored some sort of extraterrestrial there at the Air Force Base. It's like, could there be like a bone or something, you know? Or I don't know, a little clipping of something. Yes, there's no full body that's like alive or whatever, but was there at any point at some time something there?
Yeah, and I guess, yeah, if you, going by those 3 points, there could be a little fragment of some organic matter that they couldn't figure out what it was, and maybe it's alien.
Exactly. But we also got to look at the other side. So, you know, were there aliens? Did the Project Blue Book expose anything? What's the tea? So according to the project, many of the objects that were found were just misidentifications of natural phenomenons like clouds or stars or even the conventional aircraft. And a number of reports could be explained by flights of the formerly secret reconnaissance planes U-2 and A-12. So could be related to that, which kind of reminds me of our previous episode that we talked about. This. So I'm like, okay, that kind of makes sense. So again, we got to have like both sides of the spectrum. Could there be an alien there? Possibly. But could it also be what the project is telling us? Just things we could explain, but we couldn't really tell you right at that time.
Yeah. And can we just talk for a moment about what an interesting time to be a Air Force officer?
Such an interesting time.
You join the Air Force thinking that you're going to fly planes and stuff, and then they're like, you're going to be on aliens. And you're like, oh,
yeah,
cool.
Alien patrol. Yeah. Oh, my dad fought in World War II, but I'm going to be fighting, you know, aliens.
Right. Yeah, that is wild. I just can't imagine. That's not the job that you think that you're going to sign up for, I would imagine.
It's like one of those things. You know how when we were a kid, the job of being an influencer didn't really exist?
Maybe yeah.
Mary Kay representative, but like a TikToker, like it just didn't exist. I could not have dreamed that dream. It's kind of like the same thing I picture for these guys. Who would have thought?
Exactly. And yeah, my brother says that all the time because he used to like playing Xbox a lot and my mom would limit his screen time. And he's like, you have no idea. I could have been great. Yeah. But it was before professional gaming.
Exactly. Making millions. You think about it. What jobs are going to exist in 10 years that does not exist now?
Oh, man. It's so a good wild. Thought question. Yeah.
Yeah. Leave it in the comments below, people. We also want to talk about the Majestic 12, or also known as MJ-12. And if you haven't heard of this, this is an organization that has appeared in UFO conspiracy theories since the 80s. They have been here for a while. So the organization is claimed to be the code name of an alleged secret committee of scientists, military leaders, and government officials formed in 1947 by an executive order by former President Harry Truman to facilitate recovery and investigation of alien spacecraft. Wild. So the concept originated in a series of supposed leaked secret government documents that first circulated by ufologists in 1984. These documents apparently, allegedly explained how the crash of the Roswell had been concealed and how the U.S. government should engage in an alien life in the future. Like, it's giving me crypto vibe. We should just, you know, if crypto is the future, let's just ride the wave of alien life. If aliens are the future, let's just be one with them.
Yeah.
And so there was also talk of footage of like this small gray human-like aliens. However, the footage never materialized, so we don't really know for sure. But it's a thing. It's a rumor. And could it be true? Who knows? So
I saw something that said that some of these people who believe in Majestic 12 also believe that Truman met with aliens and they like created a treaty. I got on this website and I was reading it, and I probably should have read the whole thing, but it was so long and it was very, very wacky. But it was basically like Truman made a treaty and then the treaty fell through. It was almost like, what's it called when you have a book and then you have fans that fan theory, fan fiction. Yeah, it was like almost like fan fiction for Project Blue Book. You know, yes. Like we had this on the record story, but then there were some people who were like, we're going to make it spicy.
Yeah. And then hence maybe the TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So upon investigation or examination, the FBI declared the documents to be, quote, completely bogus, unquote. And many ufologists consider them to be just this elaborate hoax, you know, essentially what Shannon is saying.
I saw there was one image and it was of a report, you know, like a scan, and somebody wrote over it bogus. And I just like feel like they haven't used that word enough in modern day.
That's a really fun word. And I picture it being like that red stamp, like bogus, like instead of classified, it's just bogus.
Bogus. Yeah.
I'm going to use that more in my vocabulary, like my day to day. It's a fun one.
That deadline is bogus.
Yeah. You know, Majestic 12 remains to be a popular theory among many UFO conspiracy theorists. And the concept really appeared in popular culture in like television shows, film, and literature. And I mean, again, we talked about it. We got like the show on History Channel. So it's a thing. Kind of recently in 2016, another theory came out that rather than a hoax perpetrating by the UFO community, the papers were actually part of a disinformation campaign of the US government meant to deflect attention from secret Air Force projects.
Whoa. Yeah, that gives me, I guess it was Roswell, right? Vibes of we don't want people to know our fancy jet technology. So we're going to make up a UFO sighting to distract.
Yes, exactly. So what do you think, Shannon? Where is your tinfoil hat on this whole Project Blue Book? I guess the question is, not that it existed, of course we know existed, but like, do you think that there was anything juicy that was found beyond those three points that the government has brought up?
I think that those 701 sightings that remain unexplained are interesting, and that would be cool to figure those guys out. But I also believe that, yes, the vast majority of the sightings were just normal things, because there was kind of like, even though they tried to prevent mass hysteria, there was kind of mass hysteria. Yeah. So I guess that's kind of where I'm at. And then like with Majestic 12, I think that was completely made up, particularly since it became popular in the 80s. And this was 30 years after.
Yeah.
You know, when a theory comes a few decades after the fact, you have to raise some red flags there.
Bring some questioning in.
Yeah. How about you?
Yep. I feel the same way. I think there could be like a little nugget of something, because I feel like they did so much investigating into this subject. So I don't know. I just feel like they might have been able to find a little something. But I agree with you. I think for the majority, I think, you know, there were just things that we could explain. Maybe you couldn't explain it at the time, but you can explain it. I don't know. I still think like the overall arching, could there be extraterrestrial life? Yes. So I don't know. I think there could be a little sign.
Yeah, that makes total sense.
Why not? You know, it's kind of hard to prove that there wasn't anything. Well, I guess they said there wasn't anything, huh? I don't know.
Well, they couldn't explain 700 of them, you know?
So. Yeah, yeah. So who's to say?
Right. Do you think it's a fun idea for a TV show? Maybe I'll check it out. I did not watch any before doing this.
I was thinking the same thing. I was like, I really want to watch that.
Yeah, it's like an X-Files thing, but for now.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. So let us know what you guys think. Where is your tinfoil hat on this? I would love to know. And follow us on Instagram, where we can update you all on our latest episodes, what drops, at Bare Roots Pod, B-A-R-E. And give us like a 5-star review. You know, let us know how you're loving the podcast. Or if you want us to improve anything, just let us know, whether it's on Apple Music, Spotify. We are there. So thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.